This is a podcast from the Canadian Youth Delegation to the UN Climate Change Negotiations.
Welcome to our second podcast coming to you from Cancun, Mexico. Despite traffic jams and internet woes, the Canadian Youth Delegation has been hard at work, blogging, developing press releases, preparing speeches for youth to present to the negotiators, and even accepting a very special award from the international community on behalf of the Canadian government.
First, we'll hear from Maggie Knight about her experiences today as a new youth delegate inside the conference center. I'm here with Maggie Knight, one of our first-time delegates on the CYD. So, Maggie, this is your first day at the COP. What are your impressions?
Well, it's definitely very busy, lots of people running everywhere, trying to find meetings, everyone's trying to figure things out. There have been some problems with the internet, so lots of people have been sort of cranky and trying to figure that out and figure out all the logistics. It's great to see some of the youth from the Conference of Youth sort of here in a more sort of formalized sense, setting up their booths, having meetings on various different policy topics and so on. So yeah, definitely very, very busy.
What have you been up to so far today?
Well, it took us 2 hours to get here on the bus this morning, so there's a lot of traffic, so that took up most of the morning. We were able to go to Climate Action Network Canada strategy meeting and then the Climate Action Network International meeting. We will be participating in accepting Fossil of the Day awards on Canada's behalf. So it's sort of a pretty good introduction to, I guess, what a day in the life of a youth delegate at COP can be.
So why did Canada get those fossils already? What have we done to deserve a fossil so early in the negotiations?
Well, we have in fact done the best job of any nation in basically not doing a good job of anything between COPs.
So what are the government negotiators doing today on this first day?
Well, there's the opening plenary of negotiations this morning. So, each nation gets to give its own speech. Other than that, I mean, we have also had the opportunity to see sort of various members of delegations walking around the booths. I got a chance to talk to one of the delegates from Uganda and one of the delegates from Senegal. The Senegalese negotiator was also, he had some sort of harsh things to say about Canada. Just said he didn't understand Canada's position given that we were such a resource-rich nation and could afford to take some cuts. So it's really interesting to be able to have some of those side conversations with some of the delegates who are here from other countries.
Thanks a lot, Maggie.
Thank you.
Now we'll hear from Lena Phillips, another member of the CYD, about some of the climate change impacts that her community in Prince Edward Island is already experiencing.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Can you share a little bit of the climate change impacts that you're already seeing in Prince Edward Island?
Well, mostly just because we're an island and also on Canada's east coast, we notice a lot just in terms of like weather impacts, definitely ice flows, things like that. Like we've already noticed that it doesn't necessarily always freeze over in the wintertime anymore, and that's actually impacted seals and baby seals in the molting period in terms of that, as well as the island is shrinking because it's mostly sandstone. So people's houses and cottages and things like that definitely disappear every year. We're definitely hit by the hurricane season every year that happens like October, November. And the storms definitely move up from like the southern part of the world and up through, and we definitely get really bad storms during that time of year. And it's getting, I think, progressively worse.
I know we're part of the Canadian Youth Delegation, and so we're quite young, but have you noticed a change even within our lifetime on the island?
I would definitely say so. I definitely think that the shoreline shrinking, even talking to people from older generations, they've noticed it in the last probably 10 to 20 years that it's getting a lot worse.
Do you have a message that you'd like to share with decision makers while you're here at the conference?
That I guess every part of Canada really does matter, and there are a lot of really distinct ecosystems on Prince Edward Island. Particularly the dune system on PEI is unique in the world, and I definitely think it's worth protecting. And just because PEI is small, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have a lot to offer for the rest of Canada.
Great. Thanks so much for your time, Lena.
You're welcome.
Before we leave you for the day, we bring you coverage from the Fossil of the Day Award that Canada received on the very first day of the negotiations and was accepted by CYDer Jonathan Williams.
With already 3 fossils on the first day of the conference, Canada is well on its way to win its fourth consecutive Fossil of the Year in a row. objective in a row. That means four times in a row. We'll further increase exponentially our efforts in action with respect to our already weak emissions reductions targets and try to block a fair, ambitious, and legally binding agreement. Our country is not inclined to be first place in protecting our environment and our global society from climate change, and so we are thrilled to win first place, second place, and third place in destroying our global environment. Thank you very much.
Shame. So, some of you may have thought the U.S. Senate wasn't too helpful on climate change. But look at this! Today's fossil winner makes even the U.S. Senate look good. And not just because their senators aren't even elected. This was blocked by a non-elected part of a democratic society. In this country, conservative senators killed a progressive climate change bill without even bothering to debate it. Something that hasn't happened in 70 years. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a big round of applause for the fossil Corey!
Fossil Fossil